Ms. Anderson.
Thank you. I'm going to lean.
Lean.
Now, what does that mean? It's between both, right? Okay. You can see something of what happens when we come together, and it's really a great privilege to be among these wonderful poets. So I wanted to acknowledge that before I started reading, and so I'm going to read just a little quote from my own book called I Want to Thank My Eyes, and I do want to thank my eyes. And this is, I think, apt. The fundamental delusion of humanity is to suppose that I am here and you are out there. So, yeah. Okay, what I'm going to do tonight is read and not say very much about the inspiration and hope that it will the poem will speak for itself. And I was thinking, however, of the orange, and I'm not going to read a color poem. You'll be grateful for that, I suppose. But I was thinking of the meaning of some of the randomness and the extreme difficulties of the time in which we live, and maybe every people think that. So, mostly these are places, and I hope that they will speak to you. The first of these is Alex. My friend's son at 3 stares at beggars in Ecuador. He does not understand their poverty, these bodies in perpetuity on skateboards. One little man as small as a 3-year-old, he thinks it's fun. He laughs with them. They don't understand this Niño Americano, but they aren't angry. For rooster eyes know where and when to hide street hunger, know how short-lived a child's laugh is in this old market. The stumps of apology are absent from corners. No one tries to step away. Thank you. The next two are connections to Hawaii, where I lived in the 60s, and a sort of charmed life, in a way, for graduate students. The first of there is a little series in my book, Going to Bed Whole. And the series is called Hawaii, Portraits and Real Stories. And I know I never read these here, which is one of the reasons I brought them tonight. Horatio, the algae collector. At 10, you were saved by uncles in Mindanao, who showed you ways to lead Americans through caves. You taught them to crawl without crying as they sank into holes with snakes. You are not afraid even now in days when Saigon is dying. A hard worker, you pluck hunks of algae from beaches far from holidays in Waikiki, old beaches where silent Portuguese men of war wait with killer blue tails for other men. You only wish to draw beautifully what no one else sees except you. You dive deliberately, angrily with the hurt of that 10-year-old body. And I wait with a jar and saline solution moved by your passion for the work. Right now, the sun that makes men and women behave so badly is making me fall in love. But what you want, you say, is just to sketch with your pen that one perfect picture, these brown blossoming bushes that fall behind the coral. The Philadelphia story. I suppose I can tell you that my shoplifting life was left in Hawaii when one of the things we did was to raid the experimental fruit and vegetable patches at the university because we knew that they just let them die and we were cognizant of that. So, the scooter waits outside in mud while it rains. The old sheet you threw over its shoulders mourns for its victim, the actor who sold it to you for a catamaran. And in the evening, after malka showers, after mountain malka showers, and all the sweet smells that drown the non-natives, we ride up the lava trail to old Tantalus Mountain, where friends burn fires, pretend it's Switzerland, and blast the Berlioz Requiem. These are not your people. This family takes vacations on lagoons and eats on clay plates that somebody made for them. You prefer other missions, like comforting the girl stopped at the local Safeway for stealing dream dust body powder off the shelves. So what is it about strangers in a new place? The sense of implicit rescue? Thrown together, exploring shells of wooden houses, climbing through potato fields with sacks at night, we take things, not just because we have no money, but because we have parts missing. Okay. Thank you. And this is Greece, where my son's wallet was stolen in a second. Again, the light has us. After lettuce-less salad, we pause, marveling at Hadrian's Arch, how small the perfect opening in space. No one else on Hadrian Avenue but you and me, and now the fresh sound of maybe nothing. The first message is our first hour in Athens, and up the street, a statue in a park, Melina Mercury in bleached stone. And now I take a picture of you by this patriot who lobbied for the Elgin's return to Greece, her actress's head pressing out of the gum trees, eyes like the naiads. She whispers through the park's 20th century bushes. We say to her now, yeah, we're with you. She warns us to just be wary. Athena on guard these days, works only part-time. Walk and douse yourself in our perpetual light. And after the Acropolis, don't be greedy. Drink it all in. Forget the new metro, any metro with a museum a minute at every station. Just stop and do the Greek sky. Melina is singing. We are listening. What is important is to love the idea of Greece. What is important even for the goddess in the world is to love. Have arms perpetually around another. Yeah, that's it. Yes, and it's my great privilege to introduce a wonderful poet and friend, and it's Joanne Sanremi.